The Wall Street Journal said he's one of the most innovative minds in football.
He's a rat.
ESPN once called him the guru of the spread.
Scumbag.
Football Scoop labeled him the mastermind behind college football's number one offense.
Nobody likes him, not even his family.
He took three separate teams over a five-year period and made each a top-10 offense.
Yeah, but he's such a horse's ass. He was fired by future United States Senator Tommy Tuberville in the middle of the season, even though he had a 5-2 record.
No wonder CBS Sports said there's never been quite a coach like Franklin. He marches to a different beat.
Pariah, an outcast, a person or animal that is despised, shunned, or avoided. Warning, buckle up and put your big boy pants on. This isn't your friendly kiss-ass coach's show. If you can't handle the truth, eject immediately.
And now, from parts unknown, it's the Pigskin Pariah. The one, the only, Coach Tony Franklin.
Sunday, November the 14th, 12:45 a.m. from a Holiday Inn Express in Nashville, Tennessee, where I made a special trip watching college football all day long in a hotel room, going out to watch the incredible Emily Blackbird. You don't know who she is yet, but one day you will. Old friend of mine from California that has come to Nashville, that is an incredible musician that I admire. So, with that being said, I haven't missed a beat of college football. I took about an hour and a half off to go watch Emily's performance, came back here to the room, kept up, watched film, watched tape, watched games. So let's get right to it. The four playoff spots are going to be Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma State, Ohio State. Now, I know Alabama fans are angry, mad, pissed off. How can you leave them out? Even if they lose two games, they should still be in. No, not true. I wish it was true, but it's not true. Because when you go back and look at it now, and you really look at how poorly they played at Texas A&M that has now lost three games, and you go back and look at how they almost lost to Florida. And at the time, you said, well, at least their offense is really good. Yeah, well, their offense was really good until the mighty Chris Hatcher and the Sanford Bulldogs go into Florida and score 42 in the first half. 42 in the first half, and end up scoring over 50-something points at the Swamp. I don't even think you can call it the Swamp anymore, because if you're going to allow an FCF school to walk in and to score 42 points at half, hell of a job by Chris Hatcher and his coaching staff, incredibly bad job of a complete loss of a football program at Florida. Unbelievable. But when you go back now and you think about the Alabama win that everybody said, well, yeah, it was a win at the Swamp at Florida. Doesn't look so good anymore. I just don't believe that Alabama has a good enough football team to beat Georgia. And I think that if they lose two games now, it doesn't matter how close it is. I can't see them being put in. I don't think they should be put in. So my four playoff spots, if it was happened today, are Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma State, Ohio State. Let me take that back. That's who I believe will be the four playoff spots: Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma State, and Ohio State. That leaves Alabama out, still leaves Cincinnati out. I know that angers people too. I still don't believe that Cincinnati deserves to be in. I just don't. I think the schedule kills them. They have one good win, and that's it, the entire season. Now, maybe if they end up playing Houston's going to be a one-loss team, it looks like. If they play them in the championship game, then maybe you get a few more points for that, and maybe there's a possibility that they can still leak in. But the one team that's out of it completely that I talked about for the last 3 weeks is Oklahoma. As I told you, Oklahoma would lose two games before they get to I don't even think they'll make the championship game now. I don't believe that they can beat Oklahoma State. I don't think they have any chance to beat Oklahoma State. They lost today to Baylor, and really it wasn't even close. They couldn't move the ball. The quarterback became human. They put the other quarterback in, Rattler, and it wasn't any better. And the reason it wasn't any better is because they're just not that good this year. They got fortunate. You know, we now look at Texas. It's lost five straight games, and we thought about what a remarkable comeback that was to beat Texas and how much it showed. Well, the bottom line is Texas is bad. And if you remember back at the beginning of the year, I said Texas is a bad football team. Texas is not. I mean, the only thing Texas has going for it is its name, and that's it. And now the name doesn't really mean anything. It means absolutely nothing in college football. So those are the four teams. My Grey Goose best 10 teams, the best 10 teams, not the top 10, not rankings, not like some of these people that I listen to that'll say, well, so-and-so only has one loss and I can't put a two-loss team in front of them. Well, why can't you? I mean, that if the number of wins is the only thing that matters, then the conferences don't matter. Then if there's a Conference USA or a Sun Belt team, Conference USA has San Antonio that's still undefeated. So if you're going to say that about Cincinnati, you can say the same thing about San Antonio. San Antonio deserves it just as much. Matter of fact, San Antonio has better wins. San Antonio has a great road win at Memphis and a great road win at Illinois. San Antonio deserves it just as much as Cincinnati, if that's what your criteria is. But the Grey Goose best 10 teams, there's a huge shakeup in my best 10. Number one is Georgia. Number two, hold on to your seats. Get ready to jump. Get ready to fight. Get ready to call me a bigger dumbass than you've ever called me before. But I believe that right now, the second best team in college football is Oklahoma State. They took a TCU team to the woodshed that last week looked like that since they'd fired Gary Patterson, that all of a sudden they got their pizzazz back, had the new quarterback in. He played lights out, and man, they went to Oklahoma State and they got spanked unmercifully. West Virginia got spanked unmercifully by Oklahoma State last week. Oklahoma State is for real. They can play defense and the offense continues to get better. So right now, I would have Oklahoma State as the second best team in college football. Oregon as the third best team. The reason I'm doing this so late in the morning is because I wanted to wait and make sure that they were going to beat Washington State. They're ahead 38-17 with 2 minutes to go in the game right now, so I think I can call that. Oregon has to be ahead of Ohio State. If both teams have one loss and both play in major conferences and they played head-to-head, they played each other, then there's no way in the world that you can put them ahead of the other one. Alabama would be my fifth best team in the Grey Goose top 10 right now. Cincinnati is my sixth best team. Michigan State, my seventh best team. Michigan, the eighth best team. Notre Dame and Ole Miss rounding out the top 10. Notre Dame had a great win today. And the reason I say it's a great win is because of how they won the game. Virginia has been scoring a lot of points against everybody. Notre Dame's defense today played elite defense as they held Virginia. The last I looked, they held them to 3 points. So who are the conference game winners now? In the ACC, Wake Forest had a huge win today over North Carolina State. North Carolina's really good defense gave up 45 points. 45 points. Wake Forest is offensive coaching staff. There is no doubt that what they've done offensively at Wake Forest is by far the best coached offense in all of college football and one of the top coached offenses in the history of college football. It's a unique offense. It's different. And for them to beat NC State the way that they beat NC State today is crazy. And so I've got Wake Forest winning the ACC. I've got Georgia winning the SEC, Ohio State winning the Big Ten. Michigan had a big win today at Penn State. But as I've said all year long, Penn State's they're not an elite football team. They're just okay. They're okay on defense and, decent on defense, bad on offense. And they've lost four games now. So the Michigan win there, yeah, it's a good win because they won the game. But I still believe, I haven't watched the film yet. I only saw some of the game today, and I haven't been able to see the film yet. But I'm going to bet you when I watch the film, I'm going to know for a fact that Ohio State will win the game because they can't score with them because they quit running the offense that made them pretty damn good early in the season. They quit running the RPOs. They've gone back to conservative football. But with that being said, the conferences continued. Big 10, Ohio State. Big 12, Oklahoma State. Pac-12, Oregon. Conference USA, UTSA had a scare today against Southern Miss that played without a real quarterback, played athletes back at quarterback. I've done that before myself. When I was at Middle Tennessee the first year that we were there, we lost the first quarterback was out for the end of the season, the last four or five games. The backup quarterback got knocked out in the first quarter of our game, and we played two wideouts at quarterback for the rest of the game and scored 70 points and had 700 yards of offense. So I have done that before, and Southern Miss played a hell of a game today, gave UTSA all they wanted, but UTSA pulled it out and won by a couple of touchdowns. Cincinnati will win the American Conference. The Sun Belt, boy, it's hard to figure it out. App State or Louisiana, I'm going to stay with App State. The MAC, I've still got Kent State. And then in the Mountain Conference, it's either San Diego State or Nevada against Utah State. San Diego State and Nevada still playing right now. And the last I saw, it was 21-20. I'm just not going to stay up any longer to find out as to who that is. So I'm going to pick Utah State since I can't figure out between the other two who it is. So just going back and looking at it today, Georgia solidified that they are one of the best college football teams to ever play. Tennessee jumped up early, crowds going crazy, all that stuff, and continue to listen to the pundits, the commentators, talk about everything that Stetson Bennett can't do, the quarterback at Georgia. And it just continues to me for them, for all of those guys that don't recognize how good a football player he is, to show their complete and utter ignorance, and for them to be so infatuated with how somebody looks and have nothing to do with how somebody plays. Stetson Bennett is the story of college football. He is a good football player. He is a really good quarterback of the best football team in college football. And one of the reasons they are the best in college football is because of him. He makes play after play after play after play. He is a damn good football player. So huge win for Georgia today at Tennessee. Alabama, New Mexico State, you couldn't learn anything. New Mexico State's one of the worst programs in the history of college football, so you could learn nothing from that game today at all. Oregon, big win over Washington State, close for quite some time in the fourth quarter. Oregon pulls away. Ohio State blows out Purdue in the first half and hangs on, wins 59-31. Same old deal for Ohio State. They are an elite offensive receivers, elite quarterback, elite running backs, okay offensive line, not great. That's the only thing that worries me, is that it's the offensive line, is they could have a lot of problems with Michigan with those two great pass rushers that they have. So Michigan, the win over Penn State where he talked about. Michigan State, just solid win against Maryland, 40-21. Baylor, we already talked about the huge upset against Oklahoma. It wasn't an upset to me because I had said 3 weeks ago that that was going to happen. Notre Dame, talked about that already with the huge win for them. And then I'm still on the Lane train, baby. Lane Kiffin, my national coach of the year before they ever played a game, for what he did to get his players protected for COVID. Huge win tonight at home against Texas A&M, Ole Miss 29, A&M 19. Lane Kiffin is one hell of a football coach and a great leader. Wake Forest, the win over North Carolina State, already talked about it. BYU didn't play. And hats off to Mike Leach, who week to week, who the hell knows. But I'm going to tell you something. Of all the quarterbacks Mike Leach has had, he's never had one play any better. Even Graham Harrell play any better than Will Rogers is playing for him at Mississippi State right now. He's tough. He's competitive. He's accurate. He knows what Mike wants. He's checking some runs. They still didn't run the ball enough today, but it didn't matter. They were down the first half. They only ran the ball, I think it was three times the first half to the running backs. In the second half, they ran it eight or nine times, you know, a little bit more in the second half. But bottom line was, it didn't matter. Auburn could not stop them. Gigantic comeback from 25 points behind. Gigantic comeback. 25 points behind. And in the second half, Mississippi State's defensive coordinator, if he's not up for the Broyles Award, something's wrong. He should be a finalist for the Broyles Award. What he's done with that defense at Mississippi State's unbelievable. First half, they couldn't get a stop to save their lives. Second half, they whipped Auburn's ass. I'm talking about physically whipped their ass the second half. And same thing with Mississippi State's offense. Mississippi State's offense, first half, bad. Get a drive right before half. Score a touchdown, opening drive, second half, score another touchdown. All of a sudden, you got a game goes from 28-3 to 28-17. Phenomenal job by Mike Leach and his staff on the road, getting their guys to play hard. The one thing that I always say, you know, watching Mike coach, he's different, he's unique, not my kind of guy. But the one thing about him now, his kids they haven't quit on him. No matter what happens, no matter what game they lose, no matter what they do on the road, they didn't quit on him. And last week he threw the field goal kicker under the bus, and sometimes that can turn players off when you throw players under the bus, but it has not done that there. So hats off to Mississippi State and to Coach Leach and his coaching staff, because they did one hell of a job to come back and to win that football game and make the plays they did. Just a great job. I just wonder who Coach Harsin will fire this week. You got to fire somebody. You can't fire your receiver coach again. So you got to figure out somebody else to blame this week. Wisconsin wins 35-7 over Northwestern. Iowa wins 27-22 over Minnesota. And again, UTSA stays undefeated. Arkansas, big win over LSU in overtime, 16-13. So, and then on Thursday, Pitt won 30-23 over Carolina, and Cincinnati 45-28 over South Florida. So where does that put us with how the committee's going to see it? Georgia would stay one. Alabama may drop. I don't know. You know, what are you going to do? They're going to move Oregon up to number two. They're going to move Ohio State up. They can't move Ohio State ahead of Oregon. I mean, realistically, they can't. Alabama may drop to three. You know, it just depends. It doesn't really matter. It's all going to come down to this. Alabama's going to have to beat Georgia. If Alabama beats Georgia, if everybody else stays at one loss, there's no way in the world they can put Alabama, I don't think, with two losses ahead of Ohio State or ahead of Oregon to get them in there. And I think at that point in time you know, somebody else may slide in there. As I said, I've already picked my elite group for the playoffs: Georgia, Oregon, Oklahoma State moving way up, Oklahoma State ending up getting in, because I think when they look at the Sagarin ratings, they look at everything, and you see Alabama with two losses, it'll either be Oklahoma State or Alabama, and that'll be hard for the committee because they know how much shit they're going to eat if they don't put Oklahoma in. I mean, if they don't put Alabama in over Oklahoma State. But good day of college football all day long. Lots of good games. Good day to just enjoy college football. It was a lot of good football today. So enjoy, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to today's show. One, go to coachtf.com/podcast and leave us your email so we can send you your free download for our Pigskin Pocket Card, which gives you 10 simple steps to follow daily to ensure an amazing life. Two, do something good today for someone who can never repay you, and you'll have truly lived an amazing life. 3. Join us Monday through Friday for new episodes and download any of our episodes wherever you get your podcast, or simply download from our coachtf.com/podcast. 4. Give us a 5-star review today so we can continue to put together entertaining and informative episodes. Always remember, do good, no repay.